Karen Russo, shalom. Karen Russo. A couple of announcements. Hashem Purim, Thursday night. The bus is leaving 6:30 from the bookstore. Those that are going with cars should leave with them as well. If you need directions, speak to Rabbi Einhorn. If anyone still needs a place for Sudas Purim, everyone is welcome to come to our apartment for a morning, but let me know from before. So, okay. Next Sunday, there probably will be earlier shiur. I'm not sure exactly what time. We'll let you know as I have a wedding. We'll have to see. We'll let everyone know. And I'll be collecting Matanos Lavyonim throughout the week. Checks can be made after Chevet Stuck of a Chesed. Okay. Being a Parshas Vayikra last Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, especially when it's Shabbos Zohar, usually gets the back seat. So I'd like to discuss something in Parshas Vayikra, which is very fascinating. Okay. And also Halacha Lemaisa. The Torah tells us in Parakei, Nefesh Kisechta Shama Kol Olav Weid Ora O Yada Im Lo Yagi V'Nasa Avona. And person takes a shvua that he doesn't know Eidus, and then turns it. In other words, someone wants him to come and testify because they know that he was present when the guy lent the money, and now the guy's denying that he ever borrowed the money, and he says, okay, I want you to come and testify, and he doesn't want to come. So, or nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh nivlus behema tameh nivlus sheretz tameh v'nen lo mimenu, and he forgot that he was tameh, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or he eats kochim. So the halacha is he has to bring a korban. Pasuk Hey, page 3, Vayaki Esham Lachas Me'ela Vizvada Shechata Aleha. He brings korban. Vayavias Hashem Al Hashem Chatoto Shechata. He brings the korban chatas. Mikeva Minatzod Kisba Osiris Izi Mechatas. He brings a kisba or a seira. But if you can't afford it, to bring a kisba or a seira, a female kesev or female goat, it's a big animal. But if you can't afford it, so then what do you bring? You bring shnei tzorim, two birds. Birds are much cheaper than a big fat animal. Echad l'chatas ve'echad l'ola. Okay, this is called carbon ola v'yorid. Right, because it fluctuates. Based on your monetary ability. Right, if you could, you meet a person's means, and you can bring an animal for a proper purpose. So then you bring the kids on the seer. If you're not as fortunate, then you bring
Shei Torah. And in certain Korbanos Olayot, is a third possibility of bringing a Minchah. Some of them are just a dual possibility, and some of them are a three-pronged thing. So we're going to talk about these two problems here. Bringing what we can afford it, you bring the from top, if you can't, you bring two birds. Good. Now, the kasha that has to be dealt with is what's a heat? What does the person do? He did one of those events. Either he lied that he doesn't obey this, or he touched something coming and went, right? So what does he do? He brings the kids over to you. I don't understand. So when he can't afford it, so he brings birds. But why did he bring it all? There's no people. So where's the old coming over here? I would understand if you tell me like this. If he's a rich guy, he can afford it, so then he brings the animal, and if he can, so he brings a bird for a house. But there was no key of Ola. Where did the Ola come in from? Can you hear the question? In other words, I can understand it. There's a key of Kappas here. It's not a key of Ola, it's a key of Kappas. So if it's a key of Kappas, so you should bring a Kappas. So he has a son, he has all of them. So I can understand. If you're rich, bring a kaddish. If you're poor, bring an ola, the bird. Bring your kaddish, rather, the bird. Where's the ola coming from? Why say for him? Where does that come from?
So, you hear the kaddish. No, it's the kaddish, no? So says the Eben Ezra. Echad l'chatzis v'echad l'ola. The Yom Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Ki tam echad ola v'avur shelo sagia yodo, ulai ola al rucho machshava.
What does that mean? Just tell me what that means. That's not the one that we're going to spend time on, but I just want you to tell me what that one means.
Read it again. The Yomer of Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Kitam Echad Ola. Again, he's bothered. What's the Echad Ola here? Bavur Shalo Sagia Yado, Ulai Ola Al Rucho Machshav.
Well, that's the next thing. It's five steps ahead of me. We're not up to that line yet. Right? You're saying to try the next thing. No? Yeah. Up to Machshava. I don't want you to explain anything past the word Machshava. What? Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
In other words, an Ola is Mechaper on Hirhurei Aveir, on Machshavas Ros. So we're afraid that since this fellow is what? Is poor, therefore what? Maybe he's what? Questioning God. And he has some bad thoughts about his lot in life. So therefore he needs a kapara.
He needs a kapara. And it's so really only a corporate practice. But we're afraid that since he's poor, maybe he has bad feelings about God because of that, so he brings a whole of them copper in that. But really, it's only a big practice.
Okay,
yeah. What do you mean?
Even usually, in other words, there's no key. If you have a bad thought, you don't just bring, you have a key. There's no key to bring a carbon hole up normally for a bad thought. If you have a bad thought, you don't have to go back and make a witness and say, I had rights toward God, tomorrow I'm going to make a witness. If you want, you can not be able to do something. There's no key to do something. So,
there's never a key
in
for
a usually for a corporate for Machshav. Key of corporate Ola is the corporate Tumid was a corporate Ola on the Shalosh Regalim. There was an Ola. Right?
There are different pieces of corporate
Ola. Right, I mean, Ola, right, one of the things with Ola is for. Not very much so as drugs. But it's not key to do so. Once the Machayim do to bring the carbon capras, so then they will, in this situation, they will kind of go a That's the first reason. The second reason,
I'll say it.
Okay. Kevin, what do you want to say?
I guess in the birds. So instead of bringing the organ to the end, we're bringing the
second part. Well, let me explain to you the second reason, the second thing that Ebenezer says, and that's what I really want to focus on.
The whole day, there are three parts to a bird. Three parts of the carbon. The dam, the Eimurim, and the bus. The dam is when you shech the carbon, any carbon, you have to shech the carbon and put the dam in its veil.
Different components require different amounts of sprinkling, right?
And the dam has to be done in the veil.
Then there's the Eimurim. The Eimurim are the inner organs, the inner fats that are going to go on the Mizbeach. Those things can even be done at night. If as long as the dam of the carbon was brought in the daytime, and there's not enough time, if there's time in the daytime to bring the Eimurim in the daytime also, so if there's a hay, bring it in the daytime. But if there's no, time to do so. So then,
you need to bring it in, that's what we got marked, right? Because the question is, how do we got marked? It's chakra, it's carbon. Chakra is connected to the chakra. And then if it's connected to the chakra, then you're not only promoted to that. So what do we got marked? The answer is the fact that the carbonates that were born in the day were, if there's not enough time in the day, you don't grow up at night. So those are the three parts. And the butter is the part that's eaten. for a korban, that's some korban olah, everything goes under the Mizbeach, but a korban chatos and a korban shlamim is a part of the basar that's eaten, either only for the kohanim and the kachi kachim, or for even for the bagel, kachim kalim, that's the basar. So again, we have the dam, we have the emurim, and the basar. Those are three parts of the problem. So says the evidence like this. It says, if you bring an gazunta animal, so that has evidence. A gazunta animal has blood, it has plenty of fat, it has plenty of meat, and alamites. But if you bring a measly bird,
Take a look on page 4. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk says, "Veshasheni yase ola kamishpat." Right, in other words, you bring the two birds. One is what? Chatas ha'ov, and one is olah. So the second one, the olah ha'ov, you should do it kamishpat. Kamishpat. Do it in the right way. Kamishpat. What does it mean, kamishpat? Kamishpat what? What's the right way? What does it mean, do it kamishpat? Do it kamishpat. What's the name of this? So there is a Gemara on Kulin Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Page 6. Says the by the beginning of the bracket, the Tanya. Vesasheni yase ola kamishpat. Kamishpat chatos behema. That the ola should be brought, the ola ta'ot should be brought with similar halachas as the chatas behema is brought. Et ha'ola yaseh kamishpat means the ola should be brought with similar halachas of the mishpat of the chatas behema. It's the ola yaseh kamishpat. So the question is, which special halachas of the chatas behema do we need to tell us that the ola ta'ot should be brought not like the chatas behema? Which halachas? So the Gemara says, I have three halachas in the chatas behema that you got to make sure when you bring in the ola ta'ot, make sure that these three halachas that we have by the chatas behema are brought, are done in that way by the ola ta'ot.
What are the three? So look at the Gemara on page 7.
So look first at the bottom. The bottom line on page 6. Machatas behema eina ba ela minachulin.
Machatas behema, when you purchase it, you have to purchase it with chulin money. You can't purchase it with an interesting money. Because a dover shebechova has to come in a chulin. When you purchase a dover, an obligatory carbon, it has to be purchased with chulin money. A dover shebechova has to be brought in a chulin. That's what the postman discussed by Salafmanis, right? That you can't use your extra money for Salafmanis because a dover shebechova has to be what? Brought in a chulin. So just like the chatas behema is brought with chulin money, so to the ola ta'ot, what? It's also brought with chulin money.
That's number one.
Only one. It has to be brought in the daytime. Just like the chatas behema is brought in the daytime, so to what? The ola ta'ot is what? Also brought in the daytime.
Number two.
Number three, Ubiyado Hayimonis.
That when you do the avodah and the korban, you spritz the blood on the mizbeach,
you have to do it with your right hand. So just like the chatas behema, the blood is put on the mizbeach with your always right hand, so do I. So we have three halachas here. Three halachas. Now we're comparing Yatze Ola Kamishma. Kamishma Bar, Kamishma Kadas Behema. And just like Kadas Behema has to be what? Kamishma, it has to be what?
Number one, Kadas Behema is in Akulim.
It's what?
Bayo, and it's Biyodo Hayimos.
Back to Gemara. On page 8.
By gold, you'll be on Tavoshana. He said, do you need to tell me that the reason why the ola ta'ot has to be my yom, because it's not out of an other kamishpat. Kamishpat, that's the behemoth. That's the source. I have another question. I have a question that says the yom is also. And the yom is also today in general, happy korbanayim, is the general part of the law of korbanos that has to be what? So why do you need this Hekesh Kabishma to teach me the Din Bayom? The Din Bayom, I know what? From the Yom Tov also. So why is it necessary that this halakha is learned in the from Ola Kabishma, Kabishma Behema? Well, why is it so? Why is it necessary? Okay? That's the question. And for the Gemara, you got the question. And for the Gemara, Kiddi Naspa. What does Kiddi Naspa mean? Like, they're out of. Because if you're right, in our family it wasn't mentioned. But some worried when they were mentioning a list of things, they brought this in also. But then, like, when you say, can't throw them a cup, if they're present, you know, you mentioned all three.
Seatbelts on. Okay, we're going to go now for a little ride. Okay? Your seatbelts are on.
There is a tshuva in the Rashba. And what's exciting is the show. You know, the Rashba, everything, you know, it's a question of the end. We show them they like a little right of the law. Right? Yeah, throw them at it, what's the time to do? We're at 2 and 8 and 8 and 8. We show them no paragraph where the citizens in the Gemara in Chulin to answer this question of why is it necessary to teach me all of our mishpas has to be my own a different answer than the lot than the answer of what our answer is not the greatest answer in the world. I mean, some would say I mean, I'm going to say this for sort of like a power. So he has interesting answer. I'll take our seat if I found the sugar food. Now we come in short, but no, we get the bottom of it. So I'll take the diet and I mean, honey, maybe it happens to all of all the whole thing alone. I'm not sure. That the other gearset in the Gemara was that I might think, well, what? That the Din Bayom by the birds only applies to the Hatas Ha'ol and not to the Ola Ha'ol. Therefore, I need a special pasuk, Ola that even the Ola should be what? Hayom. But if he does have the Oso to be Yom Tov also, if he does have the Oso to be Yom Tov also, I think that's to be Yom Tov, maybe only the Pashas applies to be Yom Tov, not the Ola applies to be Yom Tov. I'm just Ola, when they try to be what? Even the Ola should be Hayom. That was the gear. So the Sola asked the Rashba, what's the Hava mean? Why did he think such a thing? What's the Hava mean to think? Why would you think such a thing? That only the Hattas should be by Yom, and all of them have to be by Yom. That's what he asked. Kashani, my Ula, what's more strong than Hattas of Ola, the Hattas of Yom, the Hattas of Ola, the Hattas of why do I say that if you just had the pasuk we don't have also I only learn the past?
How old? Only to be by Yom, not the old.
So that's why the old I mean the special pasuk to tell me that also has to be by Yom. But if I wouldn't have the special pasuk only to be Yom Tov also, I would say what? Only the past is old has to be by Yom, and that what? The old is old has to be by Yom. He said, why do you think such a thing? They're both regardless, why would I? And if you have a pasuk to be Yom Tov also, so why should you think that only what? Only the Hattas should be by Yom HaDadim and not the Ola. So that's what they asked the Rashi. What's the Hava? What's the Hava? I mean, if it says the Yom Tov also, then it's like the whole Kabbalah. So why would that not Hava mean that only the Hattas should be by Yom and not the Ola? So the Rashi answers, Shuba. Clueless. I am clueless. The Nakushi of Kusher is bringing the Yoda on the wall. That was Nakushi Haina. The Girta was the message of the Gamma. He said, Gamma, no Girta. I love nothing that you know. Our kids is. You have to go to the Nazca. You don't have all the Nola reasons to hang on the thing going to have that Nola. But our kids is. If you weren't asked to capture, what do you mean by Yolo? If you weren't able to go to the Nola, you weren't asked to the Nazca. You don't have this whole thing. I'm not going to be the Nola. Gamma, no people yet. Here's some Mishubeshes. Mishubeshes mean what? Erroneous. Mistaken Girta. That whole thing is a mistaken Girta.
That's what the Rashi said.
That's what the Rashi said. Kamanoki Loyada.
No, what do you say, Rabbi Osai? He has the answer. I see it in the smile. The Mala Rav, I see it in the smile. I see it in the Mala Rav smile. So he knows the answer then. Okay. So, enough. I saw it in the smile. He didn't have to say it.
So there's a famous story, Rav Osai, about the Orsa Meir.
That remains simple.
And this story is quoted in the Sefer Hazirat Sharblat.
I'm very excited about this story.
The Sharblat of the Sefer Makor Baruch.
He's a Rabbi Litton, he's Nachum Ginsburg.
And this Sefer was put out
by Binyamin Stein, who's the son-in-law of David Lipschitz, and the son of Rav Chaim Stein, who spoke at the Siyum HaShas. Okay? So, Sefer Makor Baruch. So, not everyone owns the Sefer. So, this Rav, the Makor Baruch, the Rav Nachum Ginsburg, wrote a Sefer. So, in the Hakdamah of the Sefer, he writes about a visit that he once visited Ramei Simcha, Dor Sameach.
He says, "Apo mokom iti limsort, ma sheshamati mipiv hakadosh, shemigev kan zavon Ramei Simcha." The Rav was visiting Dor Sameach
Omerlo. Shezeh Acha is Kaddish Lo Dover Dittos. He said that he has a Kiddush, something wonderful. La'amita Shal Torah. Ramesh La'amita Shal Torah. Kiddush. Hashem is not a Kiddush. He said he's in a little dribble. He got a little no-draw. Rabba Halom, the door to next. I mean, this is the fellow that was in speaking about the Orphan Man. So the man had a dream when he had a dream. So the Palmalia Shalmal, he says, in this Yeshiva Shalmal, Yoshim called the Dole Olam. All the Gedolim was sitting there in Shamari and talking, and something they made. What are they saying? Shekotir Arta Ba'olam HaTorah Mishim Yechavein Al Ha'emes. People are just not the same thing they know, but they're not Yechavein Al Ha'emes. They're not saying Ha'emes. But all, right, what do they say? They're saying that people in this world, they're not in power, but they're not getting Ha'emes. They're not in Ha'emes. So the Rashi Galat. All that are Rashi's Al-Ha'om. There's one rabbi in this, meaning your Tzaveya. The Lome, he's learning the Kiven El Ha'emes Yosem Limen. And he said more Ha'emes of Shah than me. What's that? Is that in Shevetshuvah's HaRashba? Because I wrote a tshuva, me the Rashba wrote a tshuva in Siman Reish Ayin Vav about the Lashon HaGemara in Chul and Chav Beis that there's a Chavamim that what? That only what? The Chavis of old is what? But the Olah, I might think what? Is even the Laiva. So therefore I need a special person to tell me what? That even Hamishpa, that even what? The Olah is Bayom.
Mishnah Lal Lashon HaGemara Kul Kol Beis. The Olah Ta'ova Ein Aba El Bayom. Kimo Chatas Behem. Umachshi and the Gemara asks Bayom. If Yom Tavot Do Not Go. Or if the Salam Ben Kamina Ani Nil Chatas Ha'ov. Aba La Olah Ta'ova Ein Melo Kamashu. Is that the Mua? The Eich Yala Alagas is Eich Sheyer Balayla. How did you get a Ha'amina? How can even a Havanina that the Olah can be what? Even a night that he won't get beyond the also is part of the whole Kabbalah. The Kasta, the Rashba wrote, the Gersa Mishu Vashishti, and the full the Gersa, the Yeshua Malka, to the race. Tango Rameh Simcha. And that's what the Mara Rav says. He says, you don't have to erase the Girsa. I have a great trap in the Havamina of the Gemara. You know the trap? I have a great trap.
Listen here. Listen, Rav Ozer.
What did Ebenezer say? Ebenezer said, why do you have to have the second trap in Ebenezer? Why do you have to have two carbonos? What happens in an Olah? It should be enough to say, how does it know? So what he says, since we're lacking the Amorim in a Chassid Tov, so therefore you bring the Olah Tov to supplant the Amorim that you're lacking in the Chassid, right? So we, and the halacha is, we know, that normally, if you zorik the Dam of a Korban Bayom, you can even lack, bring the Amorim by Lila. Bring the Amorim Balayla. So the Mela, if the whole point of the Olah's oath is the Torah, the Amorim of the Chatas, so I might have a Havamina that only the Chatas Ha'ot should be one by Yom. But the Olah can be even Balayla. But the whole point of the Olah here is the Torah, the Amorim of the Chatas. And that was the Havamina. You don't have to erase it. It's not a gift from the Shemachas. form. So even though it's sort of a supplement, the bottom line is it still requires its own treatment. So it is a separate carbon. So therefore, even if it's part of the urine, that has the presence there. But that would tell me that in this case it has to be by yom. But it's not the same as regular urine. Regular urine comes from the same animal. Here, it's a separate thing. So you might have this amount of sort of halachamina that it should have been even by Lila, to match the line that it has to be by Yom also.
So that's what the Rashba got up. Hi, the Chayv Torah will have the Tachas page 12. Chatas Beim, Chatas Oof, Bolos Oof. Zebu Bnei, she Chatas Oof led the Imur. Chatas Oof, there no Imur. So Chayv Torah will be at Ulof Oof, Chatas Imur, so Chatas Beim. Ulof Zeh, Haba Amina,
I might think the Olof Oof, Kasher Bal Ayla.
Right, Marav doesn't have a specific time. Shre Ivarim Upadarim Shalos Aplu Miba Erev Craving the Holkim Kol Halayla. That we know that the Ivarim, the inner organs, and the fats that were not brought in the daytime could be brought even at night. That's like they murim. And therefore, hence we daven what? Marish. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos on page 14 on Chavdalam Abbas.
Abai Omar. Omar Kra, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Yontos.
Famous pasuk, Olas Shabbat b'Shabbato. That's the problem. We said, if on Tuesday you bring a carbon, right? The carbon talmid, shoshachar ben arbaim, so you resort the blood Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon. Shoshachar in the morning, shosh ben arbaim in the afternoon. If you have time to put day more on the mizbeach in the daytime, do so. If not, Tuesday night, right? Day more can go at night. That's the avamina, that the whole soul is the whole thing is day more, right? What about Friday? What about Friday?
Friday, you bring the Tommy Shoshaka Friday morning. You bring the Tommy Shoshaka Friday afternoon.
one can have time to put the Imurim on the Mizbeach.
So the halacha is, you're not allowed to put them on Friday night. Ola Shabbat b'Shabbato, the low Ola Shol b'Shabbos. The Ola Shol, meaning the Imurim of the Ola of Kol, cannot be put on the Mizbeach.
Amar Rav Shimon, bo ra'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Unbelievable mussar. There's a concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That even though you can do something later, but there's a special chavivus to do it bizman. In other words, you can bring the Imurim at night, but there's a special chavivus of what? Of bringing it when? In the daytime. That chavivus is even Tocha Shabbos. Amar Rav Shimon, bo ra'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, shei hektech halavim ve'ivorim, k'sherim kol halayla. So you had the option, like Michael said, you had the option of bringing it at night, so it shouldn't be Tocha Shabbos. And normally, something's only Tocha Shabbos if what? That's the only alternative. But bo ra'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, shei hektech halavim ve'ivorim, k'sherim kol halayla. But you don't have to wait. You can bring it right away. It's no chashamis. Unbelievable. Meaning what? The bris milah is the eighth day. You have to do it in the eighth day. Right, but you know, but then you lose the mitzvah b'yom shmini, special mitzvah b'yom shmini. So right, so it's not b'din chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, because that's mamash achir to bring it on the eighth day, to do it on the eighth day. Oh, okay, but let's get back to the other halacha. Ola Shabbos b'shalbato v'lo ola kol b'shabbos. Okay? So ask me a question. I want you to ask me a bomb question.
other words, we shouldn't have it modern. On Friday. What? In other words, how do we daven modern Friday night? You daven modern Friday night? No, you're right. The Chaviv and Mishra Shaita, yeah. So every day they could have brought it. So they don't have to. They could have. They could have. You know, you're asking an excellent question. Rothberg is asking, so you can obliterate Myra the whole time. There's always Chaviv and Mishra Shaita to do it in the daytime. So then, for the Mughal Baisa, you're still allowed to do it at night.
Yeah. But here it's by Shabbat, it's after the city.
Yeah.
What's the idea of doing on the novel to do it earlier and better than wait? Why can we apply it also to the watch of Friday to wait for a day more from our Shabbos?
No, but then because what if you wait a day? What if you want to get to that early phone to the book?
So I need one month to buy a brother of the Shabbos, like one of the Friday, to get out of the burden.
But what time is 48? They're eating
a Shabbos night. What if they have a Shabbos night?
Who's what?
On the Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Friday afternoon is the beginning of the show. Yeah, we'll play Shabbos.
Yeah, play it
to
Shabbos.
You can run them on Friday and Shabbos itself. But it's all up. What will us hold the Shabbos?
You get a lot of this stuff.
Even if the Shaita means that even the Shabbat day for us, if you put a burden from Mosai Shabbat, you still allow the burden on Shabbat itself, and what? And would we go to that? Would we go to that?
Says besides the Indian of Tosef Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says on page 16,
for the maskana di by Ovid Kumar, Rashai Lahakim, the Erev Shabbos. Nearly,
first word in the line is venerally, got it? Venerally.
Losses tooth tam, tatfils arvis niskino keneget evarim upadarm shenis aklim balaila, uvishabis osher litnam.
But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring them.
The amrina v'lo olas kol b'Shabbos. These are b'Shabbos daf.
Now, this is an example where there's a misprint. It says kuf dalet, but it's really kuf dalet. That's why you got to get the neutral fanaris. Check the bahir. Did the bahir correct this error? Well? Oh, no? Do you have a bahir here? On Simon Ray Samuel Zion?
Sikot Nalef?
Sorry, he didn't correct it. See, the Bahir didn't. But when the new one, we'll have the correction. That's why you have to get the new ones, the neutral phonics. They have all the mistakes. There's loads of mistakes in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, okay, this mistake, I mean, it's not the end of the world. You're looking for Chavdal and you see it's not there, and then you'll get a Torah, take out a Torah to me when the Pasuk, and they'll say Chavdal and you'll figure it out if you didn't know. But, So he says that, so that's the minute. That's the minute to daven Ma'ariv early. Besides the Inyan of Tosefta Shabbos, the Inyan to daven Ma'ariv early of Friday night, because lo olas kol b'Shabbos. Now, Yossi, right, so do it, yeah. I mean, we're just doing it out of convenience. We're doing it out of convenience. Really, we should do it. But Yossi, I abruptly interrupted you. You were about to say something. And I abruptly, rudely interrupted you. Yeah. He said, Kevin's saying that even if you daven Ma'ariv early before Shkia, but we have Kabbalah Shabbos before that. Yeah, and Asher says, when we were being Makabal Shabbos, we're being Makabal Shabbos. Yeah, right, it's true, but it's still not night. Still not night. But maybe it's. Yeah. It's a sharp question. I guess you have to say, like, Zalmi, it's still not night. So maybe still. Yeah. Okay. Church? Right, but then the Gemara says it's really both. You're trying to answer the original question, why do we daven Ma'ariv Friday night?
Right, what about at a regular time?
Right. So the bottom line is, even due respect to this Magen Avraham, but the bottom line is we do daven Ma'ariv at night. I mean,
according to this, if you really wanted to take this seriously, then it should be also to daven ma'ariv at night. The doctor should have. So the Lord of Rebbe is saying, well, the minhag is to daven early, so it's a smach. It's like a, you know, it's like a remez, you know what I mean? But it's not a real thing. It would be a real thing that would be also to daven at night, right? And we never find such a thing that dafka is an issue to daven ma'ariv at night on Friday night because lo olas chol b'shabbos. What's wrong? Do you want to say something? That's the daven early. Right. From where did the Gemara get that from? No, where does that idea come from that Daki you should do it that way? Daki Mar is just saying you're allowed to do it. He's saying therefore it's preferred to do it that way. And in fact, Rabosai, look on page 18 of the Piskei HaChasam Sofer. Divin Minhagim from the Chasam Sofer says Lamed Aleph. Lo tovel b'lel Shabbos Kodesh hapas b'melach. That on Friday night at the meal, the Chasam Sofer didn't dip the challah into salt. Why? Says Lamed Aleph Ban Minhagim Chasam Sofer. Am he called Karbon Chatakriv Melach? Because the whole idea of salt is the carbon came with salt. Lo shayach b'lel Shabbos Kodesh in hekta chalav v'mei varim b'lel Shabbos Kodesh. However, according to other reasons that are given for the salt that it would apply, but Chasam Sofer felt that the Iker reason is called Korban Chatakriv Melach, and therefore Friday night there's no carbon. In, you can't bring a carbon at night. The only thing you could do at night is if you didn't bring a day, you can bring a night. And in fact, there's another thing. Shabbos day is different. The night, the Friday night, is the one time that this you couldn't bring anything. That's right. Okay, they're different. They're different timing given, but one of the timing is connected to carbon, and if that's the time, then it's when the, if that's the Iker time. Okay. Okay. So the Chasam Sofer felt that the pastor. We'll see. But as Hashem, in this week's shiur, we're going to have a shiur about Paris Mapa Makadish. What's the Iker reason why we cover the Chalas on Friday night? So we're going to have a whole shiur about that. Coming up this week, Mr. Shem. Why did we cover the challahs Friday night? Oh. One other thing, but we still have to answer the question. We still haven't answered the question. So, what right do we have to daven ma'ariv at night? The 7 months of the year that we do daven, the 9 months of the year that we do daven at night, what right do we have to daven? But before we get to that, take a look in the page 17 in the Torah of the Beis Yosef. So says the Torah, say the Tfilas Arvis, Omer Behur Akum. Why do you say Behur Akum? Tiknu Boma, Lefib Shacharis and Mincha, Yesh Tumidim Shemachapim. Whereas on Shacharis and Mincha, we have Karbanas that are Machapir for us. So we don't have to say Behur Akum Yichapir Avon, because the Karbanas are Machapir. Tchava Arvis, there's no Tumid at night. So therefore we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's no Tamid, Chol HaPachos still be Mechaper for us. HaBa'ar, V'chein Tamid L'chaper, Tignu Lomu Murachot.
Yesh omrim l'chisha nogu lukos arvus. Right, the minig, you know, in shuls today, between mech and marv, sometimes they learn mishnayis. The old minig was, between mech and marv, they would give people malchus. You know, if someone needed the one to get malchus, he felt he did a vera, so they would give customary, it wouldn't be the real malchus, but they would give malchus between mincha marv. I guess it was a convenient time. You had to wait anyway, I guess, for marv. So it's a good thing to do. Give malchus. So in the when the Bizman HaBayis, when they gave the real malchus, it was 39, right? And they used to say Bhurachim three times, because Bhurachim Yichaperabon is 13 words, and it would be said three times, that's the 39 Malkus. So whenever you say give Malkus, they used to recite Bhurachim, because Bhurachim is 13 words, and they would recite it three times, it would be 39. But says the kolbo, the second arrow in the bottom. There's no lashon a kolbo. Lama omrim v'hurachum b'tfilas arvis. Mishum damin la'olam lalon adam yushalayim v'yodo avon. Shatamir habokim mechaper avonas alayla v'tamir ha'erim mechaper avonas hayom. V'kach tiknu arvis shachlet litlos p'nei ha'mokim shichaper avonaseinu yomam v'layla shachrit an omrim otso besidre ekdush, etc. But he says, next line, בשביל ליל שבת שאין אנו אומרים אותו לפי שאין עבור תמיד אב קרבים ליל שבת סביב אול השבת בשבת אבל הוא לא שחול בשבת. Because how come we don't say בהורחום Friday night? So the Chobo says, because what we're saying is like this. A regular night was saying that even though there's no korban, but Chol HaPochus, there's still the Emurim on the Mizbeach, so that should be a kapara also. But a Friday night is not even what? They moor him, so therefore we don't even say Bhurachim Friday night. Okay, that's what the Kolbo says. Now, but getting back to the question of how do we daven Maariv? How do we daven Maariv on Friday night? That is the question. So the Or Sameach deals with this. Back to Ramea Simcha. Hinei, Tfilas Arvis B'Shabbos. Kevan, who neged Eivarim Ubedarim, shall come it shall Erev Shabbos. Hello, Amy Varm Chalchol Craven Bishabas. Mogan Avram Heyabiza. That's the Mogan Avram we did. Sark Lomar. So, how do we dive in Mars? Sark Lomar, the Huneged, Shevari Tamid Mesachim Mahokim Kola Lila. Kavikumashal Bema or the Hank Craven. So, okay, and Hakaimla Tamid and Shabu Docha Shabas. So the halacha is that the Ivarim will put on Friday afternoon, but they're still burning into the night. So at once the mashla b'maor on Friday, they still burn into the night. So Mamela, that's why we could daven Maariv. And you know, Hanami, we can't put them on l'chatchila at night like we normally could on a Tuesday night or on a Wednesday night. For what? But those that were burning in the afternoon didn't necessarily get consumed all of the afternoon, so it's burning into the night, and hence we daven at night. What? I mean, theoretically, I hear. So what Zalmi is saying, theoretically, if you put it in the middle of the night, the summer, that was Loshchiach Klal, that it's a long night. So, you're right, theoretically that could have happened, but, no. There's a famous Truma Sadeshin. Simon Aleph from the Truma Sadeshin. What's the earliest you can daven Maariv in the Kabbal Shabbos? So we normally assume it's Plag Mincha. And Plag Mincha, we would normally assume, is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Even though, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Pashtus says it's an hour and a quarter before Teisa Kochavim. So you can't mekabel shulchan. You can't come mekabel Shabbos. Say shkia was around 6 o'clock, give or take. So an hour and a quarter before that is the time you mekabel Shabbos. You can't mekabel before. You can't daven maariv. So the Truma Sadeshin says the rov hakilos nogim bayomim arukim bimei hakayis likros kriyash mashal arvis. That there were many communities that they would daven maariv 3 or 4 hours before Tzeis HaKochavim. In Yesh Shum Yishuv Otam L'Minigzeh Ki Gam Harbei Talmidei Chachamim Im Hom Hamon Am V'Minigzeh. That there were many Talmidei Chachamim and amongst the people who were also davening in these minyanim. In fact, the next arrow he writes, Gam shamati b'yeshiva mitni echad men agdolim sheshama v'kibel ki b'mei akadmon in the krims hispalu arvis v'koru ashma be'erv Shabbos v'ora yom godol kol kach, that they would daven marv so early sheyarava ir sheyamegdolim akadmonim hu v'chol tuvei akal imo. Friday night, they were down so early, after the meal, they would take a tiyul, a shpatsir. After the meal, al spas ha-nahar Danu, the Danu River, they would take a shpatsir around the river, they would go home, call them halayla, it would still be before Laila. They would daven maariv, they would eat the whole meal, they would take their walk, and they'd come home, it would still be light. Now, this had to be going before Plag Mincha. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So there is a famous Kamei Yoshua. On page 21. He says, "V'ainuki." The first arrow says, "V'ainuki." The priest is Lael. Shem Chidushi Rashbazam. The Zman Tfilas Arv is Tali Baktoris Evarim Vdorim. Shem La Keva Lo Lachon of Lo Lacharos. Al Pis for Zu Yeshu Yoyashev Divrei Bal Truma Sadeshin. He says he wants to explain this thing of the Truma Sadeshin. So he says in the second arrow, to Efsha the Miyad Lacha Mincha Gedola Masil Zman Tfilas Arvis Sheruya Lachtoris Emurim. He says that theoretically, if it's connected to Emurim, so we normally think it means Emurim that were brought at night, or at least were a nictar into the night. He says, who says? Maybe it's once it's connected to Emurim of the Talmud, so then So once it's already, and l'chor, you could say it's connected anymore in Tom Shachar also, but it's not shy that you're going to daven Mariv in the morning. Because the definition of Arvis, Bein Arbayim, is already when the sun is on its way down. So it's not shy. You could have said, oh, you can daven Mariv in the morning. You can have a Murim in the morning. Right? That's ridiculous. Because Erev, there's a famous Ramban, Marcus Bo.
He discusses the various after Hatzos, already it's called the Bein Arbayim Erev period. Erev means that the sun is already tilting down. So the Bnei Yeshua says it could be, so it means like this, so that means the Emurim that we're talking about, at least have to be the Emurim of the Tamei Shal Bein Arbayim. So the Tamei Shal Bein Arbayim was brought from Israel, could be brought from Israel, you know, and onward. So therefore, theoretically, one could daven Maariv already from Israel, you know, and onward. So obviously, the Hasidim would be impossible. But it's very relevant, I've heard from various sources that, you know, for sometimes old people, that especially in countries where it gets late, very late, because they're sleeping for a long time. So there are some Rabbanim have discussed the possibility of davening Maariv, you know, before 5 minutes based on this true suggestion. So even though it's not the normal thing that we do, right? But you have to know these things, because you have to know Shachar. There are people that rely on this, and the Shulchan Hadeshin, you know, speaks about it as if, you know, this is, you know, commonplace. And it didn't seem like it was such a Shachar the way the Shulchan Hadeshin. So we're not going to accept to do this like a Tila, but that would be the issue. Yeah, what do they do during the week? Maybe during the week. Maybe during the week they make them to shul. I don't know, because, you know, there's going to be many of them on the numbers.
Right, it's not a special heter about Friday. It's just it's a heter for any night. Yeah, but we're not, but I'm saying, but every day they were makter the Evarim starting from Chatzos and onward. So he says, maybe if you say it's connected, then it's a Murim, so then from Milcha Gedol and onward, you should be able to daven Maariv, theoretically.
Yeah.
Any day. And that's what they did. I mean, maybe they only did it Friday night, but they weren't. The reason why they did it Friday night, they might have done it the other days also, was not because of the Magen Avraham Svar about Lo'olos Chol B'Shabbos. They didn't understand. It was obviously there must have been some other consideration. Because it doesn't say anywhere necessarily that, you know, it's connected anymore. Tzivos Erev is Eila Keva. Eila Keva, right? So it's not, it doesn't say Beferish, you know, what that means. So, again, L'chadchila, we certainly don't do this. And for us, we don't even, you know, but it's something to be aware about in a Shasachat situation, you know, and it could be a Shasachat situation, that there is this idea of the Chumah Sedeshin, and there is this idea of the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're saying in the case where it says it should be either way, and you know, there's an idea that it's not just a clock. How does just a clock go all the way to the clock? Especially in our clock, they had time to dance around
Maybe in the time of the Truma Sedeshin they passed like this even L'chatchila. Yeah. So we're not going to pass like this L'chatchila necessarily.
So where's the line? How are they doing that?
No, so if there's a Shasat Chak, the line is after Mincha Gedol and onward. That's the line. No one would ever allow you to daven Maariv in the morning, because that's not the zman of Erev. At least from Chatzos onward is already considered Erev Bein Arbayim. It already has that. The sun is already on its way down. Okay, we'll see one more word from the Chavetz Chaim. Let's just review what we discussed. We discussed the concept of carbon ola v'yored. And we said certain things you bring a carbon chatas behema, but if you can't, you bring a shtei toshorim, one for chatas, one for ola. So we asked, what's the point of the ola? It's only a key for carbon chatas. So why do you bring a chatas and an ola? So the answer is either because of hear her avera, hear her gaiva or some bad thought, or because they're lacking the emurim, right? And then we said, and the ola is going to supplant the emurim that the chatas is lacking. So based on this, we saw the Gemara says that ola kamishpat, that the ola is compared to the chatas behema, and just the chatas, just like the chatas behema, has to be what? Binachulim and Bayom and Biyad Yamin, so too the Olas oath has to be Binachulim, Biyamin, and Olas and Bayom. So the Gemara says Bayom, Biyom Tavosel Nafka. Right? You don't need it to learn from here, we know it from other pasuk. So the Gemara says Kedim Asma. And the Rashba had another. The Shoel had another Gersa, but says no. If it was only from the Biyom Tzavoso, I might think that only applies to what? To the Chatas Oath. But the Olas Oath can be even Balayla, Kamash Malon, that even the Olas Oath has to be Bayom. So they asked the Rashba, what's trying this gear? So why do you have a more Havamina that the Chatas has to be Bayom more than the Ola? They both have Kabbalah, they both should be Bayom. So the Rashba says, you're right, and the gear says Meshubeshes. It's an incorrect gear, so only thing the Gemara should say is Kedinas. So the Sefer Mekor Baruch from Nahum Ginsberg tells us, recounts when he met the Or Sameach, and the Or Sameach was very happy that he was Machavin Lamita Shal Torah, because he had a shot in the Gemara, and in the Shemayim they were saying the people are not Machavin L'Emes, and the Rashba got up and says, no, there's one Yid in Devinsk, he's Machavin L'Emes, because I wrote that the Gemara Yis is mistaken, and he explained how it's not mistaken. So based on the Eben Ezra, that the Ola is compared to the Emurim. So therefore you have a Havamina, just like the Halach is, that if you bring the carbon Bayom, the Zrikas Dan Bayom, you can even bring the Emurim for Lila. Kamas Malon, that since it's a separate carbon, even though the Torah say Murim, still has to be Bayom. And that's the Orsa Masachat. Then we discussed the idea of Olas Chol, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbat, of Olas Chol B'Shabbos, of Olas Chol B'Yontif. We discussed that. And and when we discussed the dinya of chaviva mitzvah b'shaika, that even though you could bring it motzai Shabbos, but still it's still for Shabbos, then we said, so how do you daven Friday night? So we saw the Magen Avraham that says, well, the minhag is to daven early Friday night, and then we saw the Chasam Sofer that he wasn't tovel the pas for melech on Friday night because there's nothing. So the Maisa, how do we do that? And that's why the Kolbo says we don't say burachum Friday night, because burachum means that even though we don't have a carbon, Hashem should still be mechaper us with the emurim. But Friday night there's no emurim, so we don't say. So how do we daven ma'ariv? So the Or Sameach says, no, there's still some emurim, because if you brought it Friday afternoon, the emurim could still be burning into Shabbos. And then we saw the Trumas Hadesha in the minute to daven very early, and the Pnei Yeshua says it's based on the emurim. And okay, and therefore, b'di'evad, one maybe could even daven mincha gemara from mincha gedola. The last point, the Chafetz Chaim al Torah says an important idea. We began this year discussing Ola B'Yori. Torah chasa la'ani chigam hu yimsa kapara chatasa afal pishein b'yicholto l'avi sel sheitorn yachol avi karben ali b'dali b'dali. Asim hevi carbon ani lo yotzi yidei chavasa. The halacha is that what if you're a person who can afford a behemoth, but you bought shtei sorim, So do we say b'diyeved yotze? Because someone else, an ani, could bring it l'chatchila. So even though you weren't supposed to do that, but maybe we'll call up pachas
b'diyeved you should be yotze. The law is no. If you're an usher and you bring the shnei sorim, you're not even yotze b'diyeved. What's the idea? So what's the haskell is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives different people different kohos, and if somebody else has this kohos, so then that's the hit, that's fine. But if you can't say, well, he does it this way, but you can do much more. And he said the same thing like stuff. The person is able to do even more stuff, but you can't say, well, stuff now only gives this, I can give the same amount. To him, that's the maximum he can give. To you can give much more. So that's the same idea that everyone has to use whatever gifts, strong gifts, physical gifts, spiritual gifts, whatever the gifts that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, you have to use your gifts to the greatest ability you can. You can't compare yourself to someone else. But what other person can give, he uses his gifts in his way. You have to give your gifts in your way. And that's the and if you're an usher in whatever way, you're an usher in this way or that way, you can't say, well, the other fellow can get away with the same story as I do. No, the other fellow, that's how much maximum he can do. You can do more, you have to do more, and you're not even guilty to the other. Not even Yosef at the end by being a minimalist. We saw that
each truma she had sent itself from Shane Hakuk, each truma, but the truma was the truma, really we turned in to be one people. The truma, one people.
Each truma she had sent means a person's going to do that and going to be a minimalist in life.
Then you have to have vision, trying to do not ridiculous things, but you can't be in each trumos. Each trumos, the rat, you have to send it. The person has to try to, whatever faculty, whatever capability, whatever gifts that the form gives, you have to try to use it for our maximum. But we don't should never compare ourselves to other people, because everyone has their own abilities and own capabilities and own gifts, and everyone should compare, you know, like the story, Zusha, why weren't you Zusha, right? But they don't ask you Zusha, why weren't you Malarab? You know, they don't, you know, they say Zusha, you know, why weren't you Zusha?